Psy, I'm Anna Cavallini, I'm a child neuropsychiatrist at the Scientific Institute Medea in Bosisio Parini, Italy.
My main focus is on very young and fragile infants, and I coordinate a multi-professional team of colleagues working on early oral motor difficulties in infants with neurodevelopmental disability. In our paper, published in the June 2019 issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, we report the longitudinal study assessing the role of a new scale for oral motor difficulties in 0 to 12 month old infants, namely the Functional Evaluation of Eating Difficulties Scale, in predicting feeding outcomes in infants with neurodevelopmental disorders. We know that feeding difficulties in infants should be targeted preciously by healthcare professionals in order to promote early interventions and choose the best care strategies, being supporting oral feeding or enteral feeding. Nonetheless, to the best of our knowledge, child neuropsychiatrists can only support their healthcare decision based on subjective experience and knowledge. There is no objective measurement that can predict with adequate reliability which is the optimal strategy to obtain the best outcomes for each infant. The FEEDS scale aims at bridging this gap. The scale has been developed at Scientific Institute Medea to be especially beneficial for professionals working with very young infants diagnosed with neurodevelopmental disorders and requiring special needs for feeding. Compared to other scales, the FEEDS had well-documented reliability and validity and can be highly valuable for clinicians and for research purposes. In this study, we demonstrate that early FEEDS evaluation to 0 to 12 months is predictive of autonomous enteral feeding even at 2 years later with adequate confidence. Specifically, 1 point increase in FEEDS score in the first year associates with up to 14% increased risk of being non-autonomous feeder at follow-up point. As such, the FEEDS appear to be a valid, reliable and useful tool for clinicians dealing every day with infants that have oral motor difficulties. Not only the FEEDS can be supportive to an early risk identification, rather, it can also support clinicians in making effective healthcare decisions for these infants.
We are available to share the FEEDS tool with any interested colleague. Thank you.